Pagana Mom, leader of the all-out opposition group, the Real SPLM, who is a spokesperson of an alliance of five opposition groups called the Non-Signatory South Sudanese Opposition Group, says the decision to return to the Rome talks is a good step, but he is skeptical about the government's motivation.
I would like to say that this statement lifting their suspension of the Rome peace talks is showing that President Kiir and his government are not serious nor committed to peace in South Sudan. Because today, the only reason they are giving to lift the restrictions is the visit of His Holiness the Pope to South Sudan next February. That means that there were no reasons to suspend the government participation in the Sant'Egidio community mediated process in the first place last year, and that the accusation made by the government against the opposition to suspend the Rome talks were just lies to obstruct the search for peace in South Sudan.
Amom says holdout groups hope that the Kiir administration is serious this time around and does not change its mind and leave the Rome peace process again after the Pope's visit ends.
We are ready to discuss a way forward for South Sudan. It is clear that all the peace agreements have not been implemented. It is clear that all the transitional government have failed to bring peace and democracy to South Sudan. It is clear that all the transitional periods have ended up either in return to war or to a situation where the state is threatened with collapse and the country is threatened with disintegration.
Suba Samuel, a spokesperson of the National Salvation Front, or NAST, holdout group, says the government has on several occasions suspended their participation in the Rome Peace Initiative, but he welcomes the decision to once again participate in the talks.
I remember last time they went to Juba to consult with them, and I think before they could provide their answer, they immediately went and suspended the Rome Peace Initiative. For that, they have accepted to come back. I think it is good for them now to accept us to begin discussing, to let them come to Rome and hear what is the gist behind the roundtable conference. So for us, if they think they wanted to resume peace talks, they want to dialogue, their hearts have changed because of the visit of the Pope, and Jesus Christ has touched their hearts, then let them agree and accept and throw their weight for the roundtable conference to be conducted in a neutral place, such that we'll agree on the modalities of how we can pacify the country.
Twice before, the unity government suspended its participation in peace talks. It first halted the talks in 2021, accusing the nuns of attacking and killing four people, including two Catholic nuns, along the Juba-Nimli Highway. The opposition group denied the accusation. The second boycott was last November. Presidential Affairs Minister Barnaba Marial Benjamin alleged the South Sudan opposition groups was buying time to prepare for war. A charge opposition groups staunchly denied. Holdout groups united under the South Sudan Opposition Movements Alliance have been in talks with the government with the aim of being incorporated into the 2018 peace deal. They include the NAST led by General Thomas Cyril Oswaka, the South Sudan United Front led by General Paul Malong Awan, and the Real SPLM led by General Pagana Mom. The Rome peace talks were being mediated by the community of Sant'Egidio based in Rome. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.